came up yesterday.
Okay, so I want to do the Ramban. Okay, the Ramban. And maybe the Rambam. I'm not sure. Maybe today we'll ask questions. I'm not sure. Because there's like a nice amount of Ramban. But I kind of want to get a feel for his position. And it kind of, maybe I'll read a little bit. It kind of reads very nicely. But you just have to follow with him. But there's nothing too complicated. But I think we'll just get a feel for what his, he develops a theory. Okay? So he basically, he attacks the Ravid. And remember, I mentioned yesterday the Ravid holds that there's no Hadar, there's no we paskin. It's machlokes, but we paskin. There's no hadar in the Darabana. Okay, the Gemara holds there is. The Mishnah, because the problem is again, the problem is the two stiras. The beginning, the Gemara in the beginning of the parak says hadar applies all the days. That's why Yavesh is possible all the days. Yet the Gemara in Lamed Vav implies says hadar is only on Yom Rishon. So it's a stira. So the Ravid, again, remember we had a lot of different answers. The Ran said it depends on what level of hidor. Right, the Rashi said that the Gemara on Lamed Vav isn't talking about here, sort of like Kichatama. The Ravid says it's a machlokas between the sugyos, and according to the Gemara in the beginning of the parak, it held that Hidur is all 7 days, even the Rabbanan. And the Gemara on Lamed Vav, which we paskin like, says Hidur is only the first day, only the Raisa. But the Raisa, the Rabbanan attacks the Ravid. He goes on to attack the Ravid at length. But then, once he does that, so now he gives his theory. Okay? Okay. So fine. Okay, so I'm going to read the Ramban, and bear with me a little bit. I'm going to read him and translate him. Okay, again, it's not so complicated, but just follow with me. Okay, so he says, now So now I'm going to go back to explain the Gemaras and to work them all out properly. Before anything, I'm going to explain ki hadar ha'amor v'torah be'esrog, that when the Torah says hadar by the esrog, beautiful, kimo avos ha'amor v'hadas. It's just like it says by a hadas that it has to be like a chain, avos, anavetz avos, like a chain. That's the rava, that's the hadas, has to be like chain. It looks a little bit like a chain, you know, three leaves all around. So the same thing, the kapos amor v'lulav, and it says kapos tamarim is like a bound, branch, a palm branch. It's like part of the name. Kulu b'shmo sayot minayu k'sivi. They're all part of the definition of the men, in the name of the men. It says you should take pre-eitz hadar, right, the fruit tree, which is beautiful. Kapos tamarim is the palm branch. Ha'anaf eitz avos is the description of the four menim. Included in the description of the name of what you're supposed to take is Hadar, pre-Eitz Hadar. Okay? Kol Eichad Deba'inan Hadas, Be'inashi Avos. If you need a Hadas, you need it to be Avos, which is chained, which is like 3x3, and the way the shape of the way the leaves are aligned. Aval Shota Kemen Acher Dami. But if it's a Hadas Shota, which means like it's missing some leaves, the leaves aren't aligned properly, then it's like a different min, it's like a different species. It's not a Hadas anymore. Okay, the ain't no midalamina shalov, it's not the dalamina. Okay, because the description of the thing is anavet avos. If it's not avos, then it's not the thing. Kemosha uravzal. The ain't so chlomash ain't yotzim, b'sheni, b'zeso, b'dulva. It's a little bit more midalamina avos. So you don't need to teach me that you're not yotze on the second day of Sukkot if you take a olive branch. Okay, take an olive branch. I think that's the zeso, whatever. Zeso and dulva, two different kinds of branches. So the Gemara learns out, Anav Eitz Avos, it's not an olive branch, because an olive branch isn't Avos, isn't plated. So you're not Yotze with that. Now, are you Yotze with an olive branch on the second day, instead of a Hadas, if you use an olive branch? Obviously not, because Anav Eitz Avos means a Hadas. That's what it's referring to. Avos is part of the definition of the thing. If it's not the thing, it's not Avos, it's an olive branch, that's not the thing. And I don't care if it's the first day or the second day or the seventh day, it doesn't make any difference. It's not what the Torah told you to take. The chen deshamru ve'ema ufsa, kapos melosh barud. So he says, maybe it's talking about, I think the same thing by lulav, maybe it's an ufsa. I think that's like a different part of the palm branch, which is like just like a piece of wood, like a branch. So he says, no, it can't be, because kapos means that it's spread out, but you bind it together, separate leaves. Kol mi sheish bo das li shol yodea she'in yotzim v'sheini v'ufsa. He says, everyone knows if you take a branch, actually a branch of the date tree, not a little actual branch, a piece of wood from the tree, you're not going to be yotze with that on the second day. It's not a lulav. Everyone knows that because it says kapos tomorrow. And kapos means it's like it's bound, which means that it's by its nature it spreads out and you're binding it together. So it's just not the right thing. Elavade ma'idiksev bishma darbas minim. Those which are that which it says in the names of the four species bekulu yomiksev. Obviously, that's in all the days. I mean, I don't care what day it is. That's the species. That's the names. The hadar nami and the term hadar bishma the esrogsev is in the name of esrog. It says pri et hadar. That's what it says to do. It's not a super added requirement or whatever. That's part of the name of the species pri et hadar. V'chein balei haloshim darshim she'esrog b'loshim aram is hu hadar b'loshim kodesh. In fact, the linguists say, what does esrog mean? Esrog in Aramaic is the same thing as hadar in Hebrew, which means beautiful. Okay. The Rigog Lashon Chemda V'Taivahu, because Rigog is like is a language of beauty and desire. Okay. Because the Targum Nechmad Ha'itz Lamara, and it says in the Torah that the tree was beauty, you know, Nechmad, pleasant to look at. The Mirage Glamechsi, that is beautiful to look at. It's pleasant to look at. V'chein Lo Sachmod, says Lo Sachmod, don't covet, don't do it. Lo Seirug. Okay, but Amri Shvar Arag Nichsin Vikinyanim, right? From Ksuva. When you read Ksuva, you hear Shvar Arag Nichsin Vikinyanim. That means that's a reference to the Arag Nichsin, like the pleasant, the good Nichasim, that is the Baal and the Ksuva is saying he's going to pay her off from the good, you know, if he has to pay the Ksuva, from good Nichasim, good properties. So he's saying the word Esrog actually means beautiful. It's actually a reference to beauty. Elish Rebuta Dorish Bo Hadar, Vidorish Bo Hadar Bilana Mishan Shal. So different drash in what Hadar means. Hadar could sometimes mean beauty, sometimes the Dorish means Hadar Bilana Mishan Shal, whatever, means something else. But the word itself, Hadar, is part of the very definition of the term. Creates Hadar is part of the definition of the thing. It's a beautiful thing. And then he says like this. He says, Teda the Lolish Tama the Rabbanan Miyat the Biyamarishon El Alachem Belachod. So the Gemara, when they say, what's the difference on Rishon, right? So what is excluded? What is the difference between Yom Rishon and the other days, the first day and the other days? Only Lachem, that you must own it. Okay, you must own it. That's a halacha on the first day. You must own it on the first day. But on the rest of them, they don't need to show the final halacha. It's not going on anything else. The lekicha lechsev v'kra, because when it says lekicha and you shall take akulu yomi, that's going on all the days. Kedushin lekamon lekachtem she lekicha biyad kol echad ve'echad. Lekachtem teaches you that everybody has to take it, and that's certainly going on every single day. It's not only on the first day. U'menachos v'shinim in lekicha tama lomer she yodeya es minan sharav mishvul magdasa. Lekicha tama is telling you also that all four species are ma'akev one another. But that's also Rabbi Yom Sheni, Nami Kachdino, even that's even on the second day, that you have to take all four species. The only thing the second day is excluded from is Lachem. But all the other halachos are not excluded on the second day. The Hachi Kasav Rachmana, Lachachtam Pri Eitz Hadar, the Gomer Vesamachtam Afnei Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yomim. Because that's what it says. You should take for yourself Pri Eitz Hadar. That whole thing. You should be happy with it before God for 7 days. Right? Kilomar, what does that mean? You should be sameach before God with this lekicha for 7 days. Could someone? It's Vayikra. Okay, so the pasuk is an MR. Vayikra chaf gimel mem. Okay, so it says lekachtem lechem. This is what the pasuk says. Lekachtem lechem b'yom harishon, and this is, I guess, this is important. Go, let's get to look at it for a second. You should take for yourself on the first day, pri eitz hadar, kapos tomorrow, ma'anaf eitz avos arvei nachal, the four species, usmachtem lefnei Hashem alkechem shivas yamim, and you shall be happy before God for 7 days. Right? So what does that mean? Be happy. What do you mean be happy with for 7 days? So it must mean to be happy with these species for 7 days. So it says first it's lekachtem lechem b'yom harishon on the first day, and then it's lekachtem lechem shavuos yomim. So apparently it means there's a mitzvah of lekachtem lechem b'yom harishon always. But then in the mikdash lefnei Hashem, lekachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem, in the mikdash you should be sameach for 7 days. But it's not just do something else that's going to make you happy. It means that with the very lekicha which you're doing on the first day, you do that all 7 days. And the only difference is lekaftem lachem b'yom harishon. The lachem that it's yours, you own it, is only going on the first day. But everything else he's saying is b'sameach with the lekicha which you were doing previously, just like those four species. So then you're sameach with those four species. So it's exactly the same objects which you used on the first days, which you're using all 7 days, right?
Well,
lachem. Well, that's a limud. I mean, lachem. That's a miyah. Lachem is a miyah. That it's. I don't know. That's a question.
Because
that's a question. Why be yom harishon if you have to do it every day? So it means it must be that it's teaching you something is different on yom harishon than the other days.
Okay.
So saying lachem is what the gemara is dorish.
Okay.
He says aval imi matian shayom lekachdem. But if you want to exclude, say lekachdem doesn't apply by the other days, the kol shegem mehadar v'shem asalalu, and to exclude Hadar doesn't apply, and all these things don't apply. So what do you mean you're going to be happy? How are you going to be happy? What are you supposed to do? What are you doing with Samachtam? Right? That's why the Rabbanan can't differentiate between the first day and the second day, except for about Lacham. Because it says you should take this thing, take it on the first day, and be happy for 7 days. What do you mean, be happy with what? What are you supposed to do, be happy for 7 days? So it must mean with the lekicha, which is the thing which you took. So the only thing Yom HaRishon is different is just in the word lachem. It's one little miyat. There's some difference between the two, which is just lachem, and that's it. U'me'atan esbar, and now you know, shezeh sham rubishlam yavesh b'inan hadar v'leka, so when it says that Yavesh is possible because you need Hadar, it's not just a reference to the Yavesh to dry it out, it's a reference to the whole class of things, all the Psulim. So all the Psulim are exactly the same on Yom Rishon as on any other day. Except for Lacham. Okay? So, I will davar mafurashu b'mishna uvei gemara sha'alulav nital min ha-torah v'mikdash kal sheva v'mdini yomecha. Now, it's open in the gemara also that in the mikdash you take it for 7 days, and in the medina, not in the mikdash, you just take it one day. That's min ha-torah. V'yom ha-rishon b'inan lachem, and on the first day you need lachem, u'v'sheni yotzei b'lov ha-shel chavera. I feel the mikdash. And on the second day, you could even be yotzei with your friends a little. Okay, you don't need that to be yours. Umasnisan Miresha the Pirka, and the Mishnah, all the Mishnayas from the beginning of the Perak, the Lulav Shel Torah Nishnes Kula. It's all talking about the Lulav of the Torah, the Mitzvah Min HaTorah, which is the first day everywhere and 7 days in the Mikdash. Ad Sofa, okay, all the way until the end, Dikatani Takanaso Shav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, which is later, I think in the Mem or something, until the end, they're finally introduced to Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who has set up the Takana. That Rishona Yulav Nitol Mikdash Sheva V'Nir Yom Echad. That originally in the Mikdash was taken 7 days and everywhere else was taken one day. Mishachara Vesa Mikdash Hiskin Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Okay, when the Vesa Mikdash was destroyed, Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai set up that we even take it 7 days even outside of the Mikdash. That was a later takana that came along in the time of the Mikdash. It just didn't live in the Mikdash, or you weren't by the Mikdash, you just take your little one day. That's the way it was. And he says that's what the whole beginning of the Perek is always talking about that. All the Mishnahs are talking about that. Until later on in the Perek, it introduces this Takan of Yochanan Ben Zakkai, that there are Rabbanon later. But the Mishnahs, the Mishnahs and the rest of the Perek, the main part of the Perek, are talking about the Deoraisa. It's not talking at all about the Psulim. The Mishnah never mentions at all the Psulim about the Derabbanon. Okay, velo aleha dictates to give a gemara klum. The gemara is not really dealing with that. The chikah pasuk is talking about snisan because when our gemara, when the mishnah is talking, adayin lo shamanu takana sheilu of nitel b'medina sheva. Because when the gemara was discussing the psulim, like our gemara, that the yavesh is all 7 days or the first whatever, it didn't even mention the darabanan yet. The gemara doesn't even know about the darabanan yet. The gemara didn't talk about takana. It's always talking about the deraisos. Ela lulav shel Torah shenishnas bereish of the perek, and it's only talking about lulav shel Torah. That's what the beginning of the perek is talking about. I love who's diktuva amru kapasuk v'tani lashon biyom rishon lashon rosheni. That's what it's talking about. It's saying it's possible on the first day and the second day. It's not talking about the derabanan. It's nothing to do with the derabanan. It's talking about the deraisa yom rishon yom rosheni. Der bechol lulav hanitol min haTorah ketani hagazav yevesh pasul. that every time you're taking the lulav min haTorah, it's possible if it's stolen, it's possible if it's dried out. And then where's the bishlam yavesh hadar bayinan? Right? I understand yavesh because it has to be hadar. The hadar vishma de asrog siv, because hadar is the very name of the asrog. The cholei must be in an asrog. As long as you need an asrog, be in an hadar to get the precious, then you need it to be hadar. Right, that's clear, that it has to be. The deraisa of 7 days, you have to take an asrog, so of course it has to be hadar. Ella gazel afil v'mikdash adim yosef lo v'shal chaveiro b'sheni. But if I stolen one, a person should be able to be yotze with his friends, one even on the second day, because there's no lacham. There's no lacham. The lacham is only on the first day. The fact that you have the owners on the first day. The echli pasiv tani gazel. So the Gemara is asking, why did the Gemara learn that gazel is stolen? Yeah, right. So that's what the Gemara is asking, is that why is the Mishnah saying that a gazel is possible also? And that's what the Gemara answers, whatever. It answers because mitzvah of avera. Okay? So that's what he's saying, is that his main point here is that the whole Mishnah, because remember we have this big stira, this big contradiction, because the beginning our Gemara says that yavesh is in hadar. So again, so he's saying is that that's the main point, that the Mishnah's, so the problem was is that the beginning sounds like all the psalm apply all 7 days, right? So, and then later it says no, it doesn't apply in the other days. So he says the beginning of the Mishnah is only talking about the deoraisa, all the days deoraisa, and all the days deoraisa, it's exactly the same. The deoraisa on the first day is deoraisa, and all the other days the only difference is about lacham. Okay, fine. Give me a second. Yeah, fine. And he says like this. He says, "Lefikach eskimu kol hamorayim b'psol hayavesh." That's velo nachal b'psol b'gazel avada. So that's why everyone agrees regarding to yavesh. If it's dried out, it's possible all 7 days. The only question is about stolen, because stolen is an issue in theory, is an issue about ownership. So ownership is lacham. That's only the first day, right? Hayom shein shel gvul and shemitz zakenim lahuska b'shmozu klal. The second day for us is a Durabanan, and this Gemara in the beginning of the parak is not talking about it at all. It's not mentioning it. Everyone's having a stira because they think it's talking about that. It's not talking about the Durabanan. So in the Duraisa, Av machlokas acheres b'shuri yofaneinu, but there's another machlokas on Lamed Vav about the biting into it. That's talking about, right, that's the machlokas about when you bite into it and the lulav has a hole in it. Right, that's talking about Rav. Right, Rav is a Taz and Amora later on. He's talking about the Durabanan. And he thought originally that it has to be Hadar. He thought that the halacha of Hadar is even then, even on the Durabanan. This Lomar, the Chol to Tikkun Rabanan, came to Raisa Tikkun. Right? Because he held, at that time point, that the Durabanan is modeled exactly after the Raisa. And therefore it's going to have to be Hadar. It's also going to have to be beautiful, and if it has anything, any lack in the beauty, it's going to be possible. Ulufiza kol psulei arba seminu hashnu b'mishnah of a gemara psulim mid takanas l'yochum and zakai k'shal Torah. According to that logic, all the psulim of the dalaminim that are in the gemara are all going to be the same thing on the deraisa and the rabbanon. They're going to be exactly identical. That's what Rav held originally. Umaskana k'mishnah same k'maisei of the Rabbi Chanina, but the gemara, the maskana of the gemara is like what Rabbi Chanina, because he bit into it, right? That no, it's allowed to have a hole. It's allowed to be bitten into by mice in the Rabbanan. Because they hold that they weren't machmir when the Rabbanan set up the Rabbanan. They weren't machmir in these psulim. In these psulim, of Hadar. Like we are in the Deraisa. Okay? Aval b'shmaitin derish perikim, but in the Gemara at the beginning of the parak, lo irin and the yom hashen shulun klal. It's not talking about the Rabbanan altogether. V'lo nachtin and hasam lemiv saki klishna de meikara the bein and hadar b'mitzvah zekenu yikim maskana the machshir b'kulo. So in that Gemara wasn't talking at all about the issue on Lamed Vav, which is in the Rabbanan, whether there's psulim of hadar or not. So that's who he's resolving the stira, the Gemara, which is just saying that hadar is possible, that you need hadar all 7 days. That's talking about the deraisa all 7 days. You're right. So the Gemara again. The Gemara in the beginning of the parak is talking about the deraisos. That all 7 days deraisa, you have the din of hadar. That's for sure. All 7 days. That's no one was arguing about that. And the Gemara Lamed Vav, which is saying that you don't need hadar only on the first day, that's talking about the hadar of the that's what the Rabbanon, which and that's a machlokas, a question is did the halal and the Rabbanon set up the mitzvah and the Yochanan ben Zakkai set up the halacha of a zecher for the mikdash, he set up that you have to take the lulav all 7 days. The Rabbanon, did he incorporate, did he do Kein Daraisa, and basically set up the halacha of all the same psalm apply? But you say no, that he wasn't Machmir, he just said that you just have to take the rest of the lulav, whatever. Doesn't matter if any of the psalm. And that's the way the Gemara concludes. But there's no stero, he's talking about two different things. The day two means two different things. You can mean day two Daraisa, or you can mean day two Rabbanon. And then I'm skipping till, on the top of page Yud Aleph, he says, "Umizeh nilmar al psulim shes kiru chacham bevegam shel arusin shabalulav." And from this we can learn out all the psulim that the Rabbanon mentioned about all the four species. Shakulik sherim biyom sheni shel mitzvazakenim. They're all kosher on the second day on the Rabbanon. So that's the conclusion. Zevas kama megonim, and that's the way we paskin. Okay, that all the psulim are fine on the second day. Zedav avdav baruhu. That's simple, clear. The kivon dechshiru b'sheni esrog chaser nivu achvar de maos. Since you see it's kosher, even if it has holes in it, even if mice bit into it and it's disgusting, how could you say it's going to be puzzle if it has blemishes on it or if they took off the pitam? Right? It can't be worse than holes and bitten into it. They're all kosher. The Rabbanon were not machmir about the beauty of the Talon Menon. Right? Fine. Except for the psulim, which he gets into, about the ones that are like a burn, their ashes already, those are definitely apostle. Where he says, also, if it's not the right, he says those things which are apostle because it's not actually the right species, hadas shota, it's just like if the leaves, is the hadas doesn't have three leaves all around it, it's not the right species. Sheni yotzman lol, and then you can't use it even in the Durabanon. Right? Or for instance, if you take a branch of the lulav, a palm branch, but not actually the lulav, because that's not the species? Okay. There's something appealing about the way the Rambam is talking about it. I mean, he's really resolving major problems. He's saying is that everyone's making a mistake. Everyone's thinking that Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni means the same thing every Gemara. But it's not true. Yom Sheni can mean Yom Sheni the second day De'oraisa in the Mikdash, and Yom Sheni can mean the second day in Gevulah, which is nowadays, which is the Rabbanon. Two totally different things. So there's no stiras. You don't have to work out all these complicated answers. There's no kiyatama, the different levels of Hidor. Say there's a machlokas in the Gemaras. We don't paskin like this Gemara, we paskin like that Gemara. Each of those is very simple. You're missing the fact that there's two different ideas of Yom Sheni. And therefore, that just resolves everything. Right? And you have to know which sugya is talking about which. Which one's talking about the Raisa, which one's talking about the Rabbanon. Right? I mean, it's very nice that we just like avoid lots of problems. And it kind of makes sense that the Mishnah, when the Mishnah is first starting off, it's not going into the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon is a later thing. It's talking about the intrinsic lulav agazel, intrinsically the mitzvah lulav, telling you principles of the mitzvah lulav. The Raisa. Now, I love the Rabbanon, which is a zecher for the mikdash, which the Mishnah mentions later on. That's a detail. I'll talk about that later. When it's talking about a story, Rav, the Chadik's case, and Rav Hanina biting into it, that's talking about in the already Bisman Hazah. So that's talking about the Darabalam, that's discussing that. That's Gemara Lamed Vav. But that's not what most of the Parak is talking about. Most of the Parak is talking about the Deraisa. The Psulim, he's saying all the, in fact, he said all the Psulim, which Gemara discusses, is all talking about the Deraisa. The only thing Darabalam is you don't really have these Psulim. No, they're Psulim. You just have, there has to be the right species. He says it has to have the shear, that's already the right size. It has to be, he's not sure about it, so he seems to go with size. It can't be like only to be burned, because then basically it's not, it's like it's non existent or whatever. Things like that. Correct. Right. I mean, I think that's the thing which is what Matt's saying good, and that question stands out. Is that if you read it at the beginning, the Rambam is talking about that the reason why you need Hadar is because pre-Eitz Hadar, that's the very definition of what Esrog is. Pre-Eitz Hadar, just like Anaf Eitz Avos, is that it's three leaves all around, that's the definition of what Hadas is. And Kapos Tamarim, that's the definition of what a Lulav is, it's a split palm branch or whatever. That's the definition of the thing. And then, of course, as we said, of course, that applies on the Deoraisa on the first day, and the second day, and the third day. How could it be any different? He's supposed to say the exact same thing. That's what the definition of the thing is. That's what Esrog means. It's beautiful. Of course it has to be beautiful on all the days, Deoraisa. Right? That's the way he started. But then he says, oh, but in the Darabonon, they weren't machmir on all these details. They weren't machmir on it being Hidor. They weren't machmir. All they did, they demanded, is do you have the right species? Yeah, but didn't he just say that beauty is part of the very definition of the species? And if it's not beautiful, then it's just like he is for. Didn't he just equate the asteroid being beautiful with the lulav being a palm branch and the hadas being, plated? So, which one is it? Is it that's the very definition of lulav? Then how could you, that's the very definition of the asteroid, how could you drop that out on the Darabanan? The same way you can't drop that out on the Daraisa on all the days, it would seem you can't drop that out on the Darabanan either. Right? I mean, that stands out as a problem. That's the one problem. Another thing would be nice if we could understand exactly the relationship between the Yom Rishon and the other days. Like he's saying is like in the Yom Rishon and everywhere, and then the rest of the days in the Mikdash. You know? And he says they're exactly identical except in this one thing of Lachem. I mean, if his argument is that they're the same thing, like we understand why Lachem is separate, like that's kind of you're kind of asking about that. Like, what's the deal exactly? He's saying is it's like the same exact thing, and it has to be the same exact thing, but because it's being a Sameach with that which it says in the, you know, in the first day, you do that in the Mikdash. But everything except for Lachem. Like, is there can we understand that? It would be nice. It's not so much of a problem, but, like, what's the sense to that?
Well, I mean,
right. You're right. That's true. I mean, what Max is saying is, like, it's a deraisa, it's one deraisa. It should be deraisa is one day in the Mikdash, 7 days in Gula, and 1 day in everywhere, and 7 days in Mikdash. Unless you'd say they're two totally different mitzvahs. But then, don't say everything is the same. It's like bothersome to say everything is exactly the same except for one detail. Like, what's this? Like, I don't know, it's bothersome. It's like you're neither here nor there. If you want to tell me, look, we'll make this the first day, if you know, everywhere is one day, and a separate mitzvah and mikdash, you do a totally different thing. But that's not his argument. His argument is it the same thing? It's all the same stuff. The only difference is one thing. So that's, you know, that's strange. It's strange altogether. I mean, the whole thing is altogether. I know, that's also strange. The whole mitzvah. Yeah, right. Right, exactly. Exactly. So, in order to do that, why don't we look at, let's look at some Rambams. Let's look at the Rambam and see how he talks about these things. Because I don't think he learns like the Ramban. But I think it will help us get the Ramban. I mean, I think but that's part of what we have to understand. I mean, another thing which also I didn't mention, we didn't define. Maybe, I don't know if we defined them. Maybe if we could say something about it. I'm not sure. But it is like, what's the question whether the Rabbanon modeled, when they set up the Rabbanon, did they include the Psulim and the idea of Hidor, or did they not? I mean, that's the question on Lamed Vav, according to the Rabban. Is that when the Rabbanon, definitely in the Raisa, you have Hidor and all these Psulim. When the Rabbanon set up the Zecher of Halulav, did they say Kodor came to Raisa, that they modeled it exactly after the Raisa and has all the same Psulim? But did they say, nah, they weren't so machmir, and they said the psalm are okay. Like that's what he said was the Hamir Askan and the Gemara on Lamed Vav. Right, so I don't know, it would be nice if we could give a Svara at least some idea what's that question. You know? I mean, we've kind of been talking about that, or, you know, talking around that point, but I don't know if we addressed directly that question. Okay? Fine. We'll get to that. Again, I think that today we'll just ask some questions. So, but I think one thing which we haven't analyzed really is the Deoraisa. The two-faceted Deraisa, right? Of the first day in the Mikdash and the 7 days, you know, the first day everywhere and the 7 days in the Mikdash. So let's look at some Rambams on that, okay? Just to get into the area, let's look at the Rambams. So, okay. So what do we have? So first of all, you have the Rambam. It's kind of interesting, actually. So the Rambam, yeah. The Rambam is Parakhas Alakhatas in Hilchos Lulav. Okay, he says like this: Kol Elu She'amarnu Shehem Psulim V'mneyemum Shebiyarnu. All these things which I mentioned, which we said, are possible because of the blemishes that we explained. Omim Negezel the Gneva, right, or it was stolen. The Yom Rishon Bilvad is only talking about on the first day. All these psulim are only on the first day. Avol b'yom tov sheni im shara yamim, but with the second day and all the other days, hakol kasher. Okay, they're all kasher. But the ones which are because of Avodah Zarah, or because it's also to eat it, that's even on the other days. Okay? That's even on the other days. Okay, so the Rambam's saying, basically, the psulim, all the psulim about Hidur and all that, are only on the first day. Okay? Are only on the first day. Okay. Only on the first day. Right, it's funny, because, right, so as you can learn, Gemara says that the Yavish is even possible on the second day. Right? So I guess, I don't know, maybe you learn like the right of it. It's like, I don't know, Machlokes Nesugyos or whatever. But it's not clear. But what do you say here? He's talking about the Deraisa or talking about the Derabanan? The second day. Where he says that it's only on the first day, but not on the second day and onwards. Is he talking about that these psulim don't exist in the Deraisa on the other days, or is he talking about the Derabanan? Okay, good. Okay, it sounds that way. He doesn't say anything about that it's only talking about the Derabanans. I mean, otherwise he should say that these psulim are only on the first day, but not on the second day, except for in the Mikdash. I mean, that's part of the mitzvah of Lulav, is the idea of Mikdash. So he shouldn't say in this unqualified manner that all these psulim are only possible on the first day, but not on the second day. Straight. It depends, I should say. It's only possible on the first day. The second day, it depends. If you're in the Mikdash, it's okay, it's possible. If you're outside the Mikdash, then it's kosher, right? He doesn't say anything like that. So the simple pshat of the Rambam is that it's talking about these psulim, even in the Deoraisa, are only on the first day. Which is against the right of the Ramban, right? Because Ramban, his argument was, how could it be the first day, you have to, the second, the Mikdash, they're all the Deoraisas, they have to be all exactly the same. Right? Otherwise, what are you samachtam of Neshon Gizom? It's not what these meanim. Right? It sounds like the Rambam's arguing on that. Okay? Yes, yeah, so you'll say maybe, well, he doesn't talk about the Deraisa, he's only talking about the Rabbanis. But if you look earlier in the Rambam, in Perek Zayin Alech Yud Gimel, he says, Mitzvos Lulav Lehinatel B'yom HaRishon Shechag Bovad V'chol Makom V'chol Zman. Okay, so the Mitzvos Lulav is to take it in the first day only, everywhere, V'afil V'Shabbos, Shem HaKatzah, fine. V'v'mikdosh Levado Notlumoso V'chol Yom V'yom Mishavis Me'achag. Okay, so it's every day you take it, everywhere you take it on the first day, but only in the Mikdash you take it for all 7 days. Shenemar smachtam shneishon akechon shabbat yamim. Okay? Right? So it's 7 days. That's the Deraisa. First day everywhere, or 7 days in the Mikdash. And then if you look at Tazvav, Yishachar based on Mikdash, and based on destroyed, it's kinu shi'ilu of nitol b'chol makam kol shiz me'achag zeichol Mikdash. So they set up that you should take it everywhere all 7 days. Okay, v'chol yom yom v'varach chol shemesu nisaron tiyasul of nishim mitzvah derei sofer. Okay, fine. So he introduces here the idea that there's a deraisa and then there's a derabanan. Okay, that's what he introduces. And then when in perek, that's in perek zayin, and then perek chas is where he starts talking about all the different psulim of the lulav. Perek chas talks about all the psulim, all the beginning of the thing, all the psulim, lulav and esek and all that. And then the halacha, which again I just read to you in the halacha tas. He says, oh, all the things which I told you about are only possible on the first day, not on any other days. So he just told you earlier in the parak before, there's the Deraisa, which has 7 days everywhere else, and then there's the Derabanan. Now, if the Rambam is only restricting his comments to the Derabanans and saying it doesn't apply by Derabanans, it only applies by Deraisas, he knows how to say that. He should say, all the psulim which I told you are only psulim in the Deraisa. In the Mikdash, 7 days, and the first day, but they don't apply. But the Rabbanan, he's not saying that. He's saying is that all the psulim apply only on the first day, which means even in the Mikdash. Right? So it turns out you have machlokas rishonim, whether or not the halacha of Hadar, for instance, applies in the Mikdash for all 7 days. Okay? The Rabban says definitely it does. The Rambam holds no, it's only the first day. Right? Okay. So we have to understand, is the mitzvah of 7 days, does that have all these psalm of Hadar?
So according to the Rambam, in the 70s in Mikdash, there's no issue at all.
Right, only the first day.
Only the first day.
According to Ramban, it's all the 7 days.
Right.
Right? So we have to, again, I think further, we have to look into, so what's the nature of the mitzvah than the...
Sorry.
I think it might be him. Maybe he got lost. Okay, so let's look at, so let's figure out a little bit about the mitzvah. So what I want to do is what's the deraisa? So let's look in the deraisa. So if you look in the Kosara, so we want to understand how the Rambam understood the deraisa. So the Rambam and the deraisa, so if you want to understand how the Rambam understood the mitzvah. So in the Kosaras of the Halachos, where he tells you the mitzvahs which are found in the book, so he says, Lito lulav the mikdash kol shavas yimeyachag. What's the mitzvah I say? This is the beginning of Perek Aleph. The mitzvah deoraisa, to take the lulav in the mikdash all 7 days. That's interesting. Right? That's what he says. So he says, what's the mitzvah of lulav? He just says, to take the lulav in the mikdash all 7 days. Right? What happened to the first day or whatever? I mean, when he describes the mitzvah, he just mentions only the 7 days, right? He only mentions the 7 days. It sounds like that's really the mitzvah. And then let's look at the Sefer Mitzvahs. He says, this is mitzvahs I say in Sefer Mitzvahs. It's mitzvah Kuf Samach Tas. 169. He says, like this. I'll read it to you. It's not that long. He says, Hatzivoy Shemistavin. Again, the reason why I'm doing this is because we have to try to figure out what's the system, what's the relationship between the first day and the seventh, and all the rest of the days, and the Deoraisa. So let's understand what's the deal here. Right, what's the deal? We read the Pasuk already, right? But what's the deal? What's the relationship between the first and seventh day? If we want to know whether the Psul of Yidur is going to apply on the second other day, so we have to understand the mitzvah. So the list of mitzvahs is a good place to look at that. So he says, Atzivush Nesdavino Lito Lulav. Okay, the mitzvah that would come in to take the Lulav. Vilismoach Lifnei Hashem Shivat Yamim. And to be happy before God 7 days. Okay, quotes the pasuk. Okay, so again, he's making the mitzvah is to take the lulav and to be happy with it for 7 days. Okay, the Kranis bar the mitzvah of the sukkah, the Shanis bar the mitzvah of chov shavas yamal mikdash. And we explained in the Gemara in sukkah that the halacha of 7 days is only in the mikdash. Of the shar makomos, but in other places the yamarishon belvad hu shi chov na Torah. Okay, in the other places it's only the first day, which is the deraisa. In a national chayvus mitzvah. Okay, then a woman aren't obligated in this. Fine. Okay? So the way you form this mitzvah, I mean, it seems to be the focus of the mitzvah in the year is really all 7 days. Right? I mean, in the mikdash. The mitzvah you formulate as a mitzvah is, in the Kosaris he formulates it as to take a little 7 days in the mikdash. And here he says the mitzvah is to take the mitzvah and to be happy with it 7 days in the mikdash. 7 days before God. Okay, but that's only the mikdash, otherwise it's funny, lismoach, but I mean, that's the mitzvah, to be happy with it. How's that the mitzvah? I mean, but that's from the pasuk. I mean, the Rambam just taking it straight from the pasuk. You should take it for yourself on the first day, and you should be happy before God for 7 days. Right? So, I mean, he's really including it literally in the Sefer Mitzvahs. He's saying that that's like an important, that's part of the mitzvah or whatever. Right? Okay, so I guess with that, I mean, these are the facts, basically. So I guess we have to understand, what's the relationship here between the deraisa and the rabbanon, right?
What do you want to get out of that sefer mitzvah from the
Rambam? Let's look at this formulation. I mean, again, I don't have any particular problem with sefer mitzvahs. I just think that if we're going to try to understand the idea of the mitzvah, whether the psul of hidur applies in the 7 days or not, we have to understand the relationship between. It's a funny mitzvah where you have a 1 day, one form for everybody and another form for the mikdash. So we have to understand the relationship between the two. So instead of doing so, I think you have to look at the texts which formulate the nature of the mitzvah, the pasuk and the Rambam sefer mitzvah. So, so I'm not particularly asking a problem. I'm just saying is that if you're trying to work on it, you want to try to define the... I mean, you have to figure out what's the relationship. Are they the same thing? Are they different things? Are they, So, I mean, what strikes me in the Rambam is, I think, that he says a l'smach, though. I mean, that's kind of striking. First of all, one thing is that he focuses on the 7 days of the mikdash. That's the essence of the mitzvah, it seems, according to him. And also, he adds in the smach, l'fnei Hashem, shavas yamim. And that's like, it's funny that that's part of the formulation of the mitzvah. I'm not sure what that means. I'm just saying it's kind of interesting. I don't know if they would have expected that. Yeah, I think also it might be helpful if you want to look into this, if you plan on preparing, to look when the Rambam formulates the species, the four species. It's in the beginning of Perek Zayin, Halacha, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Okay? It basically tells you what the species are, so that might be relevant to what he talks about, what they are, if he defines them for you. Okay, the beginning of Perek Zayin, basically, the first three Halachas. Okay, so hopefully we'll take up all these issues on Monday. Okay, it's a good chance we'll finish all this stuff on Monday. I mean, there's a bunch of different problems, but they're all kind of related in some way. So, I mean, this is, once we do this, after this is it for this part of the sugya. So then we'll go to Mitzvah Vavera. Okay? Mitzvah Vavera is basically the next part of the Gemara. But that should take us a little while also.